right now at 7.
The NHL clears San Jose Shark of cheating allegations, but Evander Kane's troubles are far from over tonight. And new developments in a pair of high-profile Bay Area court cases. A former juror says she'll take the fifth in Scott Peterson's bid for a retrial. And federal prosecutors call a former U.S. Defense Secretary to testify against Elizabeth Holmes. And an Oakland police officer is wounded in a shootout. Then things got even scarier.
Locked myself into my apartment and kind of was just watching everything from the outside.
And a look at San Francisco's new plan to crack down on organized retail crime. And right now on the KPIX 5 News at 7, streaming on CBSN Bay Area, in the past few hours, the National Hockey League announced it has found no evidence that San Jose Sharks forward Evander Kane bet on any games or tried to throw them. But his troubles may not be over. Good evening. I'm Ken Bastida. Kane's estranged wife, who made those claims, has now filed a restraining order against him, alleging domestic violence and sexual assault. A domestic violence expert weighed in on the case just moments ago.
Unhealthy signs are signs of emotional abuse, physical abuse, the control, you know, those types of things. Those are examples of unhealthy. So if you start to see those unhealthy things, it's time for you to back up.
Here's the backstory. Kane and his ex-wife are going through a divorce, and his attorney says these claims are simply not true. Our Maria Cid Medina is looking into that part of the story. Her report is coming up at 11. Now to the Elizabeth Holmes trial. KPIX 5's Len Ramirez in the courtroom today when prosecutors called their first star witness, the man who used to run the Pentagon.
Well, General Mattis was in charge of all U.S. forces in the Middle East when he became interested in Theranos for use in the military. He said his interest in the company was piqued after a very unusual meeting with Elizabeth Holmes.
General James Mattis told the jury he first met Elizabeth Holmes backstage at an event in San Francisco in 2011 or 2012. She pricked my finger, he said, giving him some idea of what her Theranos blood analyzer device could do with just a drop of blood. He said Holmes was sharp, articulate, committed, and confident. And he said, quote, it was breathtaking what she was doing. Mattis later accepted her offer to join the Theranos board of directors and invest $85,000 of his own money to, quote, have some skin in the game.
This fits into the government's narrative about how persuasive and convincing Elizabeth Holmes can be, that she was able to get James Mattis to both invest in Theranos and to join its board.
Mattis said he wanted to get the Theranos device in theater in the Middle East to run tests as soon as possible because of a high number of casualties at the time. But over time, he lost hope in the technology.
I think it's really important that the government says this isn't just about billionaires losing money. This is about people like Jim Mattis.
In San Jose, Len Ramirez, KPIX 5.
And in the Scott Peterson case this evening, he will be formally resentenced in November to life without parole for the 2002 murders of his pregnant wife, Lacey, and their unborn son. Now, that ruling today from the same San Mateo County judge who will decide whether Peterson deserves a whole new trial. State Supreme Court overturned Peterson's death sentence last year, citing significant errors in jury selection. Peterson's team has accused juror number 7 of misconduct for concealing that she was a victim of domestic violence while she was pregnant. Her lawyer has notified the defense. If she's not granted immunity, she'll take the fifth in court.
But if she refuses to testify, I think the misconduct becomes a given for us. Then it becomes a question of bias, and the court would have to rule on whether, even with the misconduct, there was bias.
Well, the judge issued a tentative ruling today that would allow the defense to subpoena that juror to appear at a future evidentiary hearing, but did not set a date for that. It's expected to take place late this year or early next year. To the fire watch now along the Napa-Sonoma County line, where a grass fire has burned about 50 acres along Highway 121 near Shellville. No buildings are threatened, but there have been traffic delays through the area as crews attack it from all sides, including from the air. No word yet on how that fire got started. Our crew is on the scene right now. We'll bring you the very latest at 11 and on KPIX.com. Meanwhile, in Contra Costa County, the Antioch School Board is meeting right now to discuss removing the school board president. Just yesterday, she called an emergency board session to discuss ousting the superintendent over declining student performance. But after a long meeting, no vote was taken, and we'll let you know what happens tonight. Well, live look now at Alameda County, where the Oakland, Berkeley, and Piedmont school districts are all expected to vote this evening on whether to require vaccinations for all students 12 and up.
I'm done, General Counsel.
The Oakland School Board is taking public comment right now, and we'll let you know how they decide. Meanwhile, the Oakland Teachers Union is demanding some more COVID testing. Right now, there are just 10 sites serving more than 100 schools. The union wants to see that expanded to every campus, but the district says the supply simply is not there.
At my school, Reach Academy, we've had over 30 positive COVID cases. And the more cases you have right now, the more testing you get. But we need that testing to be consistent.
We're very confident that the testing procedures and protocols we have in place are working. We've actually seen a pretty clear decline in numbers from the first couple of weeks of school.
The union's other demand, better air filtration, and the district says it's working on that. It's been yet another violent day in Oakland. This time, a police officer was wounded in a shootout. We just got an update from Oakland police a little while ago, and that officer is in stable condition right now. KPIX5's Andrea Borba walks us through what happened.
An officer was shot in Oakland today, and for a department that has been known to shoot first and ask questions later, the fact that this suspect survived this encounter is a sign of progress in the city.
The initial call came in at 6:30 in the morning of a man with a gun at 21st and Telegraph. When OPD showed up, shots were fired. At least one bullet hit an OPD officer in the leg. From that scene, the suspect ran straight into the lobby of the nearby Embark Apartments, home to 60 U.S. military veterans. Errol Jenkins Jr. was coming downstairs to get breakfast when he saw the suspect stabbing himself.
And as I got downstairs to the lobby, officers had their gun pointed at me and said, "Get back upstairs, go up to your room immediately." And the guy was barricaded in the little cubicle area where our front desk person stands, and he was stabbing himself.
OPD sent not only tactical and SWAT officers to get the barricaded suspect out, but also mental health counselors.
I noticed that a SWAT team was coming, a tactical team was coming, so I realized that this wasn't over with. He was stuck in there, and they were trying to get him to come out.
Eventually, the suspect came out peacefully.
We began to negotiate with the suspect. We were able to create a rapport with the suspect, and the suspect agreed to surrender.
Errol, a veteran of Operation Enduring Freedom in Afghanistan, says he was impressed with how OPD officers handled the situation.
They definitely could have used real bullets, and it could have escalated into, you know, bullets flying everywhere, crossfire, hostages potentially.
Both the suspect and the officer are expected to survive their injuries. In Oakland, Andrea Borba, KPIX5.
The other side of the bay in San Francisco, city leaders say retail break-ins have gotten out of control, especially the brazen ones like these. Well, today, the mayor and the police department announced a bold new plan to crack down.
We will expand San Francisco Police Department's organized retail crime unit from 2 to 6 full-time officers.
When the command staff asked us what resources we needed, we kind of gave them our Christmas wish list and we got it.
The Organized Retail Crime Initiative also will increase the number of community ambassadors and make it easier to remotely report retail crimes. The city of San Jose is unveiling a plan to tackle homelessness. The mayor showed off what he calls rapid build apartments in South San Jose today. They cost $110,000 each, and they can be set up in just a matter of months. And he wants to have 1,000 of those built by the end of the year.
That we're on to something. What we're doing is working. It's getting housing built faster, more cost effectively, getting more people off the street, and more momentum is building. We're grateful for the incredible generosity of these individuals and these organizations.
Well, the mayor also wants to beef up a program that employs the homeless, clean up the city. And both proposals will be heard at a meeting next Wednesday.